Now we are ready to begin our crystal journey meditation. To begin, I would like you to make sure that you're very comfortable and place your feet flat on the floor so that you stay connected with the earth. Hold your crystal in cupped hands, or if your crystal is too large or difficult to hold, you may place it in front of you with your hands on or just above the stone. Focus on your breath and be sure to take slow, even breaths. Feel yourself relaxing and becoming more open to the crystal's energy. Focus your gaze on your crystal. Allow your eyes to go slightly in and out of focus and relax. Feel the energy of your crystal. See and feel each detail of your stone. Notice its color, its texture. Notice the weight of your crystal in your hands. Become aware of its temperature. Does your crystal feel hot or cool? Become aware of the shape of your crystal. Notice its angles, its facets. Take note of any inclusions that your crystal may have. Are there trace minerals within your stone? Cracks or fractures? Rainbows? Or even crevices or chips? Try to take in each and every detail that makes this crystal unique. Become aware of the energy of your stone where it makes contact with your physical hands. Close your eyes and begin to rub the tips of your fingers and hands along the surface of your stone. Bring your attention to all of the areas of your physical body that are making contact with the stone, and feel the energy of this crystal moving into your hands. Try to visualize each detail of your crystal as you touch it. Recall the temperature, the shape, the angles or facets, the inclusions or rainbows or fractures. Recall as many of those unique characteristics of your crystal as you are able. Bring your attention to your physical body where it meets the stone. Feel the energy of your hands merge with the surface of the crystal. Visualize this crystal growing larger and larger in front of you until it grows so large that you could fit inside. Become aware of your hands and fingers where they touch the stone. And once again, feel yourself merge with its energy until you easily pass inside of your crystal. Once inside of your stone, you notice that you feel safe and comfortable. You can feel the crystal's energy within you and all around you. Bring your attention to the gentle energy vibration of your crystal. What does it feel like? Allow yourself to explore the inner dimensions of your stone, its walls, its inclusions, rainbows, fractures. Make a mental note of any feeling you experience. or any thought that you may have while within the crystal's walls. Allow your crystal to become your teacher. Listen to what it has to tell you. Remember that we each receive messages and energy in different ways. You may hear these messages, you may simply see symbols or words written on the walls of your crystal. You may just have a feeling or inner knowing about how this crystal can be used for your healing work. Think about how you may benefit from using this crystal in the future, or how this crystal may be used to heal others. Bring your attention back to your surroundings within your crystal. What are you experiencing? Do you see any images, or hear sounds, or feel things? Are there any parts of your body that feel different or draw your attention? How do you feel emotionally while inside of your crystal? Just remember to be completely open to your experiences. As you look around within your stone, you suddenly become aware of a room. There's a beautiful doorway located within one of the walls of your crystal. This doorway is labeled Guides and Angels. If you are ready and comfortable, you may pass through the doorway of your crystal into the room labeled Guides and Angels. As you enter the room, you feel very relaxed and comfortable, as if you have been to this space before. As you look around and take note of your surroundings, you suddenly become aware of the presence of your guide. What does your guide look like? Keep in mind this may be a spirit guide, an ascended master, an archangel, or even a power animal. This may even be a crystal spirit. Ask your guide for his or her name. Once you've introduced yourself to your guide, you may ask any question that you wish, as long as it's for your highest good to know the answer to the question. You may receive an answer from your guide. If you do not receive an answer at this time, keep in mind that you may return to this space at any time you wish. Take a few moments to access the information from your guide. Again, keep in mind that we all experience this information in different ways. Your guide may give you an image or symbol, or your guide may speak very clear messages to you. When you have received the answer to your question, be sure to thank your guide and let him or her know that you will be back at a later time for more information. You may now leave this room and re-enter the main chamber of your crystal. Again, take note of your surroundings. When you are ready, walk to the same wall in which you entered your stone. Place your hands on the surface of the walls of your crystal and focus your attention on the areas of your body that are making physical contact with the stone, such as your fingertips or the palms of your hands. Feel the energy of the crystal walls moving into your hands, and as you merge energetically with the crystal, you easily pass through it and back into this realm. Again, you feel safe and comfortable. You may now visualize your crystal growing smaller and smaller until it is once again within your hands. Become aware of that crystal's feeling within your physical hands, and when you're ready, you may slowly begin to come back into conscious awareness. Bring your attention to your physical body. Wiggle your fingers and your toes. Stretch your arms and your legs. And when you feel ready, you may open your eyes. If you wish, you may thank your crystal by sending it love and light from your heart chakra. Show your gratitude to your crystal for anything that you may have learned or for any messages that you were given, and know that you can return to the inner crystal realm at any time you like. If you feel ungrounded after this crystal journey exercise, it is recommended that you drink a large glass of water or eat a light snack. Please be sure to cleanse your crystal once you feel fully grounded and centered.